cool with the incense and the rays, isn't it? Can you see it from there? I love these readings because the theme today, we could call this Hope Sunday. Hope. Hope in the Lord. All those who hope in the Lord are like trees that are beside beautiful springs of water, and their roots reach out to the streams. And even if it gets hot out, or you know, a famine breaks out, or whatever, the leaves stay green. They still bear fruit, and they do not perish. Hope. Sometimes I say I clown with Doug Berry on our podcast, but. We always clown that he's the comets dude and I'm the hope dude. But anyways, I always say I have hope almost like a little kid who's naively hopeful. But I do have hope, and I pray you do too. We've been through the ringer. I don't want to sit and recount all that anymore. But I do want to say this, that this is our time, and it's coming right before us. Those who do not hope in the Lord, right, who put their trust in men, you know, they're like a barren bush out in an empty wasteland, salted earth. In other words, they come up empty. And I don't know what you're seeing, but I'm seeing that. I'm seeing a lot of people who, and this is the way I always put it, you've heard me say it before, who found it exciting, exuberant, thrilling, to be part of the cool kids, right? The in crowd. And so they were swept up in all that. And they were swept away from God and brought into all these ideological horrors and truly had that fire of being... This is awesome. I'm in the cool crowd now. But what's happening, and I think you're seeing it, I know I am, is that it's all coming crashing down. And so what we're going to be quickly finding, is a lot of people who thought that was the way, the right way, the good way to go. And they're going to find out they were wrong about that. Then they're going to be looking around to find the way. My brothers and sisters, they have to find you, me, us. They have to find that we found something, the thing. They have to discover that in us. That's how God's grace, His love, has spread throughout all of salvation history. He ignites a fire in those who love Him. And people are attracted to that fire. And they want to be a part of that fire. And so they're drawn into that fire. We have to become more and more each and every day of our lives on fire with the love of God. That's why I say this is our time. We can't let this time pass. They're going to be looking around, and they have to find you. Now, once again, I'm going to make your heads big, but I always brag. I've told you I've gone to the Quick Trip or Metcalf's or whatever, and I say, you got to come over there. We pray. It's awesome with great reverence, but you should see us when we're out and back afterwards. You could cut the joy with a knife, I always say. And you can. You guys are amazing. Because you have something inside of you. See, when grace gets in, it can't be contained. I think it was St. Teresa of Lisieux that says, it's like a reservoir that is overflowing into other people's lives. And that's you. But we have to keep going. We have to get more and more full. We have to get more and more on fire. It's our time. We have this amazing bishop who got us going on Go Make Disciples. We're going to evangelize. We're in the throes of a three-year evangelization, preparing us to get ready to be what people find when they look around. Amazing. Go make disciples. We're called to evangelize. I'm not sure that means we're going to go out into the neighborhoods and knock on doors like the Mormons. But I think there's going to be an urgency more and more in our hearts to want to draw people in. You got to come. The worship is awesome. You can cut the joy with a knife and the donuts. We want that. We got to build upon that. Hope. 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 We can't lose hope. And I'm just going to end once again by please appealing to you. Open your heart to the Holy Spirit and just say yes. Give your fiat. Together we're going to go on an amazing journey. It starts the day after Ash Wednesday, March 3rd. It goes for 90 days. And we are just going to nestle in the heart of God and get closer than we've ever been before. We're using this as a tool. I've got a bunch. I haven't brought them over yet. I think I have about 40 left over there. You can get them at RomanCatholicGear.com. These are just beautiful. But this is just us nestling into the arms of God for 90 days and getting us real strong in our baseline practices that please God for one, but just make God our habit in our lives, our first choice in all our thoughts and words and actions, out of love for him. And so please plan to join us. I call it peace through strength. I've always loved that. Weakness only invites aggression, is how it goes. We maintain the peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression. Our weakness is our hopelessness. We got to have hope. Have the hope of a naive little child. Jesus said, unless you become like this child, you can't enter the kingdom of God. I think that's the bulk of what he meant. Have the hope of a little child. Don't lose hope. And so, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking forward to this journey together. We have a couple of weeks, I think, before we start. Please, let's get ready, and let's forever hope in the Lord. I love you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.